Subconscious Mind Power, Improve Your Life in Your Sleep. Written and published by Echoes of Empowerment. Your mind never truly sleeps. While your body rests and your eyes are closed, your subconscious is still wide awake, silently shaping your beliefs, your habits, and your future. It stores your deepest fears, your truest desires, and every thought you've ever repeated to yourself, good or bad. Every night it's at work behind the scenes, influencing the way you think, feel, and act the moment you open your eyes. But here's the question: are you using that power or wasting it? Most people go to bed carrying stress, fear, and mental clutter, unaware that those final thoughts before sleep become tomorrow's mindset. But the truth is, you can reprogram your subconscious during sleep. You can feed it clarity, confidence, abundance, and peace. And when you do, you don't just rest, you transform. Night after night, your mind becomes a silent architect, building the life you truly want from the inside out. In this book, you'll unlock the hidden power of your subconscious mind, rewire your inner world while you sleep, and wake up every day as a stronger, more focused, and elevated version of yourself. Chapter 1. The Night Garden. Planting Seeds Before You Sleep. Your subconscious mind is like a fertile garden, and the thoughts you think before bed are the seeds you plant in that soil. Just like a farmer carefully chooses what to plant, corn, wheat, or flowers, you must choose your thoughts wisely. Because whatever you feed your mind before sleep will quietly grow while you rest. If you go to bed thinking about stress, past mistakes, fear, or things you regret, those thoughts begin to take root deep in your subconscious. When you wake up, you carry those emotions with you, often without even realizing it, feeling tired, anxious, or unmotivated. But it doesn't have to be that way. Instead, imagine going to sleep with thoughts of calmness, hope, success, and gratitude. When you do this, your subconscious begins to work like a silent gardener, nourishing those positive seeds through the night. You'll find yourself waking up more refreshed, optimistic, and focused, even before the day starts. To harness this power, create a calming night ritual. About 15 to 30 minutes before you sleep, turn off distractions like your phone or TV. Sit quietly, close your eyes, and begin repeating affirmations. Positive statements like, "I am capable," "I am healing," or "My life is moving in the right direction." These affirmations send clear instructions to your subconscious. Next, visualize your future. Picture yourself living the life you want, happy, successful, peaceful. See it clearly in your mind and feel it with emotion, because your subconscious responds deeply to feeling. Then, take a moment to express gratitude. Think of three things that went well today, no matter how small. Gratitude opens your heart and shifts your focus to abundance. As you lay in bed, tell your subconscious what you want it to work on. It could be a problem to solve, a goal to focus on, or a feeling you want to release. Trust that while you sleep, your inner mind is listening and responding. When you make this a habit, you'll realize something incredible. The thoughts you sleep with truly shape the life you wake up to. Chapter 2. The Gatekeeper. Protecting your mind from toxic inputs. Your subconscious mind is like a sponge. It absorbs everything, even when you're not paying attention. And it never sleeps. Every word you hear, every image you see, every emotion you feel throughout the day, especially before sleep, gets recorded deep within. That's why what you expose yourself to at night is more powerful than most people realize. Think of your subconscious as a gatekeeper that doesn't judge, only stores. It doesn't ask whether something is good or bad for you. It simply takes it in. So if you're watching violent movies, listening to arguments, scrolling through negative social media, or falling asleep with stressful thoughts, all of that gets downloaded straight into your mental system. Over time, this toxic input creates invisible clutter in your subconscious. You might find yourself feeling anxious, fearful, angry, or hopeless, and not even understand why. It's because the gate was left wide open. Now imagine the opposite. Picture falling asleep to calming music, soothing affirmations, or peaceful silence. Imagine ending your day with kind words, loving thoughts, or positive intentions. When you protect your mind from toxic inputs, you change the entire frequency of your subconscious programming. So how do you do this? First, become more aware of what you're consuming, especially in the last hour before sleep. Turn off anything that feels chaotic, negative, or draining. That includes the news, violent entertainment, gossip, or even stressful conversations. Instead, replace them with things that lift you up, uplifting books, spiritual audio, meditation music, or even a short journal entry that helps you process your emotions. Make it a practice to create a peaceful mental environment before you sleep. Just as you wouldn't leave your front door open at night to strangers, don't leave your mind open to mental noise and negativity. You are the guardian of your mind, and whatever you allow in becomes a part of you. Chapter 3. Dreamscaping. Using visualization to rewire your life. What if your dreams could become the blueprint for your reality? The truth is, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. This is where the incredible power of visualization comes in, a practice often called dreamscaping. Dreamscaping means creating vivid mental images of the life you want to live, especially right before you sleep. It's not just about wishing or daydreaming. It's about intentionally designing your reality in your mind so your subconscious can begin turning it into truth. Just like an architect first creates a blueprint before building a house, your mind needs a clear inner image to begin shaping your external world. Here's how it works. When you close your eyes and imagine yourself achieving your goals, whether it's having financial freedom, healing your body, finding love, or living with peace, you're communicating directly with your subconscious. The stronger and more emotional that image is, the deeper the impact. Your subconscious starts searching for ways to bring that vision to life. It influences your habits, sharpens your focus, and even changes the way you interpret opportunities. You begin to attract and align with the life you've imagined. So, how do you practice dreamscaping before sleep? Start by finding a quiet, undisturbed space. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths to calm your body and clear your mind. Now, begin to visualize your ideal life. Picture it in full color and detail. See where you are, what you're wearing, who you're with, how you feel. Are you living in your dream home? Are you traveling the world? Have you built a strong, healthy body or a meaningful relationship? More importantly, feel it. Emotion is the fuel that makes visualization work. Let yourself feel excited, peaceful, joyful, proud, whatever emotions your dream life brings to you. The subconscious doesn't respond to logic. It responds to emotion and repetition. Even if your current reality looks nothing like your vision, keep going. You're not lying to yourself. You're training your subconscious to believe in a better reality. And once it believes, it starts working on it behind the scenes. With time, your habits begin to shift. You make decisions that align with your vision. You notice new paths, meet new people, and create new outcomes. It's not magic. It's your subconscious recalibrating your life to match your inner picture. So every night, become a dreamscaper. See it. Feel it. Live it in your mind. And trust that one day, you'll wake up living what you once imagined. Chapter 5. Audio Alchemy, the Magic of Sound While You Sleep. Sound has the power to move your soul, calm your heart, and influence your brain in ways you may not even realize. But what most people don't know is that certain types of sound can go far deeper than relaxation. They can actually speak to your subconscious while you sleep. This is the magic of audio alchemy, using sound as a tool to reprogram your inner world when your conscious mind is at rest. While you sleep, your brain shifts through different states, like alpha, theta, and delta waves. These are natural frequencies where your subconscious is most open, most impressionable, and most active. It's during this time that sound can bypass your critical thinking and plant new beliefs, thoughts, and feelings directly into your subconscious. That's why what you hear while you sleep is not just background noise. It's actually input that shapes your mindset. If you fall asleep to television noise, arguments, or the chaotic buzz of social media, your subconscious absorbs that energy. You may wake up feeling drained, anxious, or emotionally heavy without understanding why. But if you intentionally choose to fall asleep to positive audio, like soft healing music, calming frequencies, or affirmations whispered in the background, you create an environment for deep transformation. Frequencies like 432 Hz, 528 Hz, or binaural beats have been shown to soothe the nervous system, reduce stress, and activate healing states in the mind and body. They help relax the body, slow the heart rate, and open access to the subconscious where lasting change takes place. Even more powerful are sleep affirmations or subliminal tracks, audios designed to quietly speak empowering words while you rest. These might include phrases like, "I am worthy," "I release fear," or "I attract peace and abundance." Though you might not consciously hear every word, your subconscious is listening and responding. Over time, this nightly input begins to overwrite old beliefs, limiting stories you've carried for years. It's like updating the software of your mind while you sleep. Slowly, you begin to notice changes in how you think, how you feel, and how you react to life. You become calmer, more confident, more focused, and all of it begins in the quiet hours of the night. To practice audio alchemy, keep a few simple habits. Turn off all digital distractions. Choose one powerful sleep audio. This could be a guided meditation, a healing frequency, or a playlist of subconscious affirmations. Use headphones if needed, or play it softly in the background as you drift off. Trust the process. Let the sound do the work. Your bedroom becomes more than a place of sleep. It becomes a temple of transformation. And each night, as your body rests, your mind evolves, one sound at a time. Chapter 6. The Emotional Reset. Healing While You Dream. Every day, whether we realize it or not, we carry emotions with us. Some fresh, some old, some buried so deeply that we no longer even know they're there. Anger from years ago, heartbreak that never fully healed, guilt, shame, sadness, disappointment. These emotional weights sit silently in the subconscious mind. They affect the way we speak, the way we think, the way we respond to people and situations. They shape our confidence, our relationships, our choices. They shape our lives. But here's the truth most people don't realize. Your sleep is not just for physical rest. It's also a sacred space for emotional healing and mental detox. When you sleep, your conscious mind finally quiets. And in that stillness, your subconscious begins to sort, process, and often release the emotions you've been holding on to. That is why some people wake up crying from dreams they don't understand, or why you may go to bed feeling heavy, but wake up with a strange lightness. Healing is happening, silently, naturally, and powerfully. But emotional reset during sleep doesn't happen by accident. It happens by invitation and intention. If you go to bed stressed, angry, or emotionally overwhelmed and do nothing to release that weight, your subconscious has to carry all that clutter through the night. It works overtime to process your pain without guidance. But if you approach bedtime as a moment to release and reset, you give your subconscious the support it needs to heal. Begin with simple calming practices before sleep. Journaling is one of the most powerful tools. Spend just 5 to 10 minutes writing out how you feel, without filters, without judgment. Don't try to make sense of it, just let it pour out. The act of writing releases mental pressure and gives emotions a voice. You tell your subconscious, "I hear you and I'm letting go now." Next, practice deep breathing or mindful stillness. Breathe in deeply, hold, then exhale slowly. With every breath, imagine yourself releasing the tension stored in your body. Let go of anything you can't control. Whisper to yourself, "I release this. I allow peace in." These simple words send a message to your subconscious. It's safe to relax. It's safe to heal. It's safe to rest. Another powerful practice is forgiveness before sleep. Not for others, but for yourself. Forgive yourself for mistakes you made, things you didn't say, or emotions you didn't understand. Self-forgiveness is one of the deepest emotional resets you can give your subconscious. Say it gently, "I forgive myself. I'm doing the best I can." As you drift into sleep, your subconscious begins to process all that you've released. It starts to rewire emotional patterns, dissolve old wounds, and replace pain with peace. You may not notice the shift immediately, but over time, you'll feel lighter, more grounded, less reactive. You'll stop replaying old arguments in your mind, you'll stop carrying other people's energy with you, and you'll begin to feel a sense of emotional freedom you haven't felt in years. The emotional reset is not about pretending everything is okay, it's about allowing yourself to heal layer by layer. And the most beautiful part, it happens while you dream, silently, gently, naturally. Night after night, your subconscious mind becomes a sanctuary of healing, if you let it. Chapter 6. The Emotional Reset, Healing While You Dream. We live in a world where we are constantly pushed to be productive, to be strong, to hold ourselves together no matter what. But in the process of keeping up appearances, many of us bury our emotions, especially the ones that are hard to face. Sadness, guilt, anger, shame. Feelings we don't want to deal with get pushed down, hidden under daily responsibilities. And though we may not speak about them, they don't disappear. They simply go deeper into the subconscious mind. That's where the emotional weight begins to build up. You might feel tired, but not know why. You might snap over small things. You might avoid people or situations that stir something painful inside you. You might feel disconnected from yourself or others. This isn't because you're broken. It's because your mind and heart are carrying too much emotional weight, and they need rest, release, and healing. What most people don't realize is that one of the most powerful healing processes happens not during the day, but at night, while you sleep. During sleep, your body goes into recovery mode, restoring cells, repairing muscles. But what's even more incredible is that your subconscious begins sorting through emotional memories, unprocessed feelings, and mental stress. Your dreams become the language of release. They don't always make sense, but they're helping you let go of things your waking mind wasn't ready to face. And the best part? You can work with this natural process. You can intentionally turn your sleep into a space of emotional cleansing and inner freedom. This is what we call the emotional reset, a practice of preparing your subconscious to heal while your conscious mind sleeps. Begin with awareness. Ask yourself honestly, what am I still holding on to? What is weighing me down emotionally? Sometimes the answer comes instantly. Other times it's buried so deep that it only comes through stillness. That's why creating a bedtime ritual is so powerful. Start with emotional journaling. This isn't for anyone to read. It's a safe space for your truth. Write without rules, your fears, your frustrations, the moments you couldn't speak, the feelings you couldn't show. Just getting it out of your system is a form of release. Your subconscious registers this as permission to let go. Next, try breathwork. Deep, intentional breathing slows down your nervous system and shifts you out of fight or flight mode. As you lie in bed, take a deep breath in through your nose for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds, and release through your mouth for 6 seconds. Do this for a few minutes while whispering words like, "I am safe, I am healing, I am free." These statements signal to the subconscious that it is now time to restore, not resist. Forgiveness is another crucial key, not just for others, but for yourself. So many people lie awake carrying silent guilt, past mistakes, or shame they never spoke aloud. Say this to yourself gently. "I forgive myself for what I didn't know. I allow myself to grow. I deserve to heal." Even if you don't fully believe it at first, your subconscious will begin to absorb and act on this message with time. Some people also benefit from placing a hand on their heart or stomach and simply repeating a comforting phrase. "It's okay now. You can let go." Physical touch paired with gentle self-talk creates emotional safety, and safety is the foundation for all healing. As you finally drift into sleep, trust that your subconscious is now working for you, not against you. It is sorting. It is cleaning. It is dissolving emotional blocks that once controlled you. Over time, you may notice fewer emotional outbursts, more clarity, more peace. You may stop reacting to triggers that used to overpower you. You may begin to feel like you again, only lighter, freer, more grounded. This emotional reset does not require effort. It requires intention. It's not about forcing healing. It's about allowing it. Your job is simply to show up, breathe, release, and rest. The subconscious is always ready to do the heavy lifting, but it needs space. So give it that space. Each night, create the environment for deep emotional healing. And let your dreams carry away what your heart no longer needs to hold. You are not broken. You are healing. And every night you are being remade, quietly, beautifully, completely. Chapter 7. Wake Up Reprogrammed. Creating a Morning of Alignment. Mornings are often treated as a race. Alarms blaring, phones buzzing, minds instantly pulled into to-do lists, worries, and distractions. We wake up and throw ourselves into the chaos of the day without ever stopping to realize something powerful. The first few minutes after you wake up are the most sacred and transformational part of your day. Why? Because in those moments your subconscious mind is still wide open, still in a highly suggestible state, still listening. And whatever you feed it in those fragile minutes will set the tone, not just for the day, but for your entire mindset. Think of your subconscious as freshly watered soil. You've spent the night planting seeds through affirmations, visualization, healing sounds, and emotional release. But now, as you rise, you must water those seeds with intention. If you start your morning in alignment, with clarity, peace, and purpose, those seeds begin to grow strong roots. But if you immediately flood your mind with stress, noise, or negativity, those seeds may wither before they even sprout. This is why creating a morning of alignment is essential to completing the subconscious reprogramming cycle. The first step is to wake up slowly and with awareness. Instead of reaching for your phone or turning on the TV, take a few deep breaths. Feel your body. Notice your thoughts. Let your mind catch up with your body. You are returning from hours of subconscious transformation. Give yourself time to settle. Next, Reconnect with your nightly intentions. What did you visualize last night? What affirmations did you repeat? What emotional release did you invite? Spend just a minute or two mentally revisiting those moments. This reinforces the bridge between your dream state and waking reality. It tells your subconscious, we're still going, we're still building. Then begin feeding your mind-aligned input. This could be soft music, a guided meditation, or even repeating your affirmations aloud in front of the mirror. You don't need to scream them. You just need to say them with presence. I'm calm. I'm powerful. I'm in control of my day. I attract what I desire. I radiate peace. Let these words fill the air around you. Let them become your morning energy. You can also try writing down your intentions for the day. Not a to-do list, but a to-be list. Who do you choose to be today? Patient, confident, grateful. Write it out and let that become your compass. Another powerful tool is morning visualization. Close your eyes for 1 minute and see your day going well. Picture yourself handling challenges with grace, smiling through your work, connecting with others, moving with purpose. Your subconscious thrives on mental rehearsal. If you see it before it happens, your mind begins to make it real. And lastly, move your body with awareness. Whether it's stretching, walking, or just standing in the sunlight for a moment, movement wakes up the body and grounds your mind. Pair it with intentional breathing or positive self-talk. Let your body and subconscious align through rhythm and motion. When you make this a daily practice, you begin to notice profound shifts in your life. You don't just survive your mornings, you own them. You stop reacting to the world and start creating it. You become proactive, not reactive, grounded, not scattered, grateful, not rushed. Remember, your subconscious mind is always listening. Every thought, every word, every feeling. It records it all. So give it the message you want it to build from. Give it clarity. Give it purpose. Wake up each day as the person you're becoming. Don't start your morning from memory. Start it from vision. Because the way you begin your morning is the way you shape your life. You've spent the night healing, programming, and dreaming. Now rise with intention. You are not the same person who went to bed last night. You've been rewired. You've been renewed. So wake up reprogrammed and walk into the world as your highest self. Chapter 8. The Hidden Architect. How your subconscious shapes every part of your life. You may think you are in control of your life because you make decisions, speak your mind, plan your goals, and react to the world around you. But the truth is, most of what you do, say, feel, and even desire doesn't come from your conscious mind at all. It comes from something much deeper, much quieter, and far more powerful, your subconscious. The subconscious mind is the hidden architect of your entire reality. It sits below the surface, invisible yet active, quietly shaping every part of your existence. Every belief you hold, every habit you follow, every fear that controls you, every emotion that rises up unexpectedly, it all comes from the programs running in your subconscious. And these programs were mostly installed without your permission. From the moment you were born, your subconscious has been absorbing information. As a child, you watched the way people treated you, listened to how others spoke, and felt the emotions of your environment. You formed beliefs like, I'm not good enough, or I have to earn love, or success is difficult, not because they were true, but because they were repeated again and again. And what's repeated becomes embedded. Without realizing it, your subconscious becomes your internal operating system, and it runs the show. This is why two people can face the same opportunity, yet one leaps while the other hesitates. Why one person attracts healthy relationships while another keeps choosing pain. Why one wakes up with purpose and another wakes up in fear. It's not fate, it's programming. Here's the key. The subconscious is not trying to harm you. It's simply trying to keep you safe, based on the patterns it learned. If it learned that love equals pain, it will avoid closeness. If it learned that failure brings shame, it will sabotage risk. If it learned that money causes stress, it will block prosperity. It does not judge. It does not reason. It just obeys what it believes to be true. And because 95% of your thoughts and behaviors stem from this hidden part of your mind, changing your life without changing your subconscious is almost impossible. You might set goals, read books, push yourself with discipline, but if your subconscious isn't aligned with those goals, you will always feel stuck, frustrated, or like you're sabotaging your own growth. But here's the beautiful truth. What was programmed can be reprogrammed. Your subconscious is not fixed. It's flexible. It responds to repetition, emotion, imagery, and suggestion. And sleep is the most powerful gateway into this reprogramming process. When you sleep, your critical mind shuts down. You're no longer filtering, doubting, or analyzing. You're open, you're soft, you're deeply impressionable. This is the moment when the subconscious listens the most, when new seeds can be planted without resistance. That's why everything you've learned so far about affirmations, visualization, healing sounds, emotional release is not just helpful, it's vital. You are slowly rewriting the blueprint of your life. You are telling your subconscious, "This is who I am now. This is what I believe. This is what I deserve." And the subconscious will begin to respond. It will shift your focus, change your filters, help you see new possibilities, guide your behavior in subtle ways. And before you realize it, your entire outer world starts to match your inner transformation. But you must be patient. The subconscious doesn't change in a day. It changes through consistent care. Like a sculptor carving stone, you must return each day with presence and trust. Every night you sleep with intention. Every morning you rise with alignment. You are shaping the hidden architecture of your life. So honor the power of your subconscious. Speak to it gently. Feed it consciously. Guide it wisely. Because whether you're aware of it or not, your subconscious is always building something. The only question is, are you building your life by design or by default? Chapter 9. Reprogramming through repetition. Why consistency is the key to change. If there is one principle that determines whether your subconscious transformation succeeds or fades away, it is this. What you repeat, you become. Your subconscious mind doesn't respond to what you do once in a while. It responds to what you do, think, feel, and say over and over again. It learns through repetition. It creates reality through repetition. And it rewires your inner world only when you are consistent. Think about it this way. The subconscious mind is like wet cement. When a new idea or belief is pressed into it once, it may leave a mark, but it won't last long. The surface hardens and the imprint fades. But when you press the same idea over and over again with enough force and consistency, that impression becomes permanent. It becomes part of your foundation. It becomes the way you think, act, speak, and live, even without realizing it. This is why reprogramming the subconscious is not a one-time event. It's a daily practice. Most people try to change their life with a single burst of motivation. They say affirmations one night, visualize once, listen to an audio track for a few days, and then stop. When nothing changes immediately, they assume it didn't work. But the subconscious is not a light switch. It's a garden. You must water it daily. You must tend to it with care. Only then do the new seeds take root and grow strong. The subconscious doesn't understand, maybe. It only understands certainty, and certainty is built through consistent repetition. If you want your mind to believe you are confident, worthy, abundant, or peaceful, you must repeat that truth until it becomes louder than the old stories. At first, the old beliefs will fight back. They'll whisper doubts, summon fear, and tempt you to return to familiar habits. This is not failure, this is resistance, and resistance means change is happening. When you continue repeating a new truth despite resistance, something amazing happens. Your subconscious begins to shift. You begin to notice subtle changes. Your reactions become calmer, your thoughts become clearer, your decisions become braver. You say no to things that used to control you. You say yes to growth, and you start to attract situations, people, and outcomes that align with your new belief system. But this only happens through consistent emotional repetition. The key is not just to repeat the words, but to feel them deeply. I am enough. Say it with conviction. Breathe into it. Visualize it. Let the emotion sink into your nervous system. When you pair repetition with emotion, your subconscious rewires faster, because it understands the language of feeling more than it understands words alone. So how do you build this repetition into your life? You make it part of your routine. You repeat affirmations at night. You visualize your goals daily. You listen to reprogramming audios every time you sleep. You journal your future as if it already exists. You speak to yourself with kindness and power, not just once, but always. You create rituals that are not optional, but essential, like brushing your teeth or eating your meals. Your mind maintenance becomes non-negotiable. You also practice patience. Change won't always be visible at first, but repetition builds momentum, and momentum becomes identity. Before long, you stop trying to be confident or focused or peaceful. You simply are. That's the magic of reprogramming. It's not about forcing change. It's about feeding your mind the same empowering input until the old programs dissolve. You don't need to convince the world. You just need to convince your subconscious, and the world will respond accordingly. So repeat your truth. Daily, boldly, lovingly, not once, not when it's easy, but until the old story dies and the new one takes its place. This is the true path of transformation. Consistency is not the side dish, it is the main ingredient. Because in the end, it's not what you know that changes your life, it's what you repeat until it becomes who you are. Chapter 10. Living the transformation, becoming a conscious creator of your life. Reprogramming your subconscious is not just a nightly ritual or a quiet inner exercise, it's a path of becoming. It's the beginning of a new way of life. Because once you realize that your thoughts create patterns, and those patterns shape your beliefs, and those beliefs sculpt your entire reality, you begin to understand something extraordinary. You are not just living a life, you are creating it. Most people live on autopilot. They wake up, go through the motions, think the same thoughts, feel the same emotions, and repeat the same habits, day after day. And then they wonder why nothing ever changes. But when you've done the work of reprogramming your subconscious, you're no longer sleepwalking through your existence. You are awake to your power. You begin to see life differently, not as something happening to you, but something being created by you. This is where the transformation truly begins, not just in your sleep, but in the way you live your waking life. Living the transformation means you begin to act, speak, and move through the world as if your inner programming is already true. You stop waiting for the outer world to validate you. You stop looking for signs to believe in yourself. You become the sign. You become the proof. When your subconscious believes in your worth, you start setting boundaries that protect your peace. You stop tolerating relationships, jobs, or environments that drain your energy. You attract opportunities that align with your vision, not because of luck, but because your energy speaks louder than your words. You're no longer chasing success, you're magnetizing it. You also begin to respond to challenges with power. You no longer crumble under pressure or give in to fear the moment things get hard. Instead, your subconscious reminds you, I am safe, I am strong, I am capable. You breathe differently. You speak with more confidence. You trust yourself even when things are uncertain. Because now, that trust isn't built on external circumstances. It's built on internal programming. Living the transformation also means you become more present. You stop racing toward the future or obsessing over the past. You start savoring the moment. Because your subconscious no longer believes that happiness is somewhere out there. It believes that peace is within you now. You become grateful for small things. You slow down. You notice life. You experience joy in ways you didn't before. Not because anything changed around you, but because everything changed within you. Another sign of living this transformation is emotional maturity. You no longer let your emotions control you. When anger arises, you observe it instead of reacting. When fear whispers, you listen, but don't obey. When doubt knocks, you remind yourself of your truth. This level of awareness doesn't make you emotionless. It makes you powerful. You become the master of your emotions instead of a prisoner of them. Over time, you'll notice that your outer world starts to mirror your inner state. The people around you change. Your finances shift. Your relationships deepen. Your goals become more aligned with your soul, not just your ego. You begin to create on purpose, live with intention, and rise with clarity. But perhaps the greatest gift of all is this. You realize you are not broken. You never were. You were just running on old programs, programs that didn't belong to you. And now, you've replaced them with truth, with power, with love. You've transformed your subconscious from a cage into a compass. And now, your life is no longer a reaction. It is a reflection of your highest self. So live like the creator you are. Speak life into your dreams. Walk as someone who has already arrived. Let your nights be sacred. Let your mornings be intentional. Let your days be powerful. Because this isn't just self-help. This is self-mastery. And from this moment on, you're not waiting to be chosen, saved, or validated. You are choosing yourself. You are creating yourself. You are living your transformation, fully, consciously, unapologetically. Chapter 11. The night is your teacher, trusting the silent work of the subconscious. There is a sacred intelligence working behind the curtain of your conscious awareness. It doesn't shout. It doesn't demand. It doesn't need to prove anything. It simply works in silence, guiding, healing, adjusting, and reshaping you from within. This is the gift of the subconscious mind. And nowhere is this gift more active, more magical, than in the stillness of the night. We've been taught to value action, hustle, noise, control. We believe that unless we're doing something, we're not making progress. But in reality, some of the deepest, most powerful transformation happens not when you're awake and striving, but when you're asleep and surrendering. The night becomes your teacher. Not through effort, but through trust. Every time you close your eyes and drift into sleep with intention, your subconscious mind begins its sacred work. It sorts your memories. It heals your emotions. It integrates your thoughts. It releases what no longer serves you. It amplifies what you told it to believe. And it does all of this without your conscious interference. That is what makes it so pure, so effective. You're not trying to control the process, you're allowing it. You're stepping back and saying, I trust you to do what I cannot do alone. That trust, that letting go, is a kind of spiritual mastery. The truth is, transformation doesn't always look like fireworks. Sometimes it looks like silence. Sometimes it feels like emptiness. But in that space, something ancient and powerful is moving. Think of the seed in the soil. It does not make noise as it grows, but beneath the surface, roots are spreading, foundations are forming, life is awakening. Your mind works the same way. When you commit to reprogramming your subconscious night after night, even when you feel tired, even when you don't see immediate results, even when your old thoughts try to return, you are showing faith in the invisible. And the subconscious rewards faith with evidence. One day, you wake up and realize you're no longer reacting the way you used to. You feel lighter, clearer, more certain, more grounded. And you didn't force this change. It was gently built in the darkness, in the quiet hours, in the sleep you once took for granted. But here's the part most people miss. You must stay devoted to the silence. You must honor the invisible work. Because the moment you doubt it, the moment you turn away from your practice, you break the momentum. Not because the subconscious stops working, but because you stop trusting. Transformation is not a one-night miracle. It is a lifelong relationship. A dance between your conscious will and your subconscious wisdom. And the more you show up, the deeper the results. So let the night be your teacher. Let your dreams guide you. Let the stillness be your classroom. And let your subconscious be your quiet ally in becoming all that you were born to be. You don't have to fix everything during the day. You don't need to figure it all out right now. Just lie down, breathe, and speak gently to your subconscious. Then close your eyes and let go. Let the deeper part of you take over. Because every night, while you sleep, the true work is being done. Trust that. Honor that. Surrender to that. The night is not your escape. It is your transformation. Chapter 12. Becoming the Master. Owning your inner power for life. There comes a point on every inner journey where you stop searching for quick fixes, where you stop looking for someone to save you, where you stop blaming your past, your circumstances, or the people who misunderstood you. Instead, you begin to stand tall, not because life has become easier, but because you've become stronger. This is the moment when you move from being a student of your subconscious to becoming its master. To master your subconscious is not to control every thought or eliminate every fear. It is to develop a deep relationship with the hidden force inside you, to understand how it works, how it speaks, how it shapes your emotions, habits, and choices. And most importantly, it's about knowing how to lead it instead of letting it lead you blindly. Your subconscious is not your enemy. It's not something to fix or fight. It's a powerful engine, neutral by nature, capable of building you up or tearing you down. It simply obeys whatever it's been taught. And now, after this entire journey, you understand that you are the one who teaches it. Every word you speak, every image you visualize, every belief you reinforce is a command. And when those commands are repeated with emotion, conviction, and clarity, the subconscious obeys. To become the master is to live your life with awareness and responsibility. You no longer say things carelessly because you know words are seeds. You no longer dwell in negative thoughts for too long because you know the cost of emotional repetition. You no longer expose yourself to toxic environments because you understand that what you feed your subconscious becomes your future. You live intentionally. You speak with vision. You think with purpose. But mastery isn't about perfection. It's about returning, again and again, to your power. There will be days when you fall back into old habits, when doubt creeps in, when life shakes you and triggers old pain. That's normal. That's human. But the difference now is that you don't stay there. You catch yourself, you shift, you reprogram, you rewrite the story mid-sentence. Mastery means you recognize the voice of your subconscious and choose which parts to honor and which to upgrade. It means when your old programming whispers, "You're not good enough," you answer back, "That's not my truth anymore." When fear tries to limit your growth, you reply, "I'm safe now. I choose expansion." To master your inner world is to stop waiting for confidence and start building it. To stop chasing peace and start generating it. To stop wishing for a new life and begin creating it from within, every night, every morning, every moment. And here's the most beautiful part. Once you master your subconscious, you become an example to others. Your presence shifts rooms. Your energy speaks louder than your words. People feel something different around you, not because you're pretending to be perfect, but because you're authentic, aligned, and awake. You become a mirror for others to see what's possible, not just a person who changed their life, but a person who learned how to master the force that creates life itself. So what do you do now? You keep going. You keep practicing. You keep waking up with intention and going to bed with purpose. You keep using every thought, every emotion, every dream as a doorway to transformation. Because mastery is not a destination, it's a way of being, and from this moment forward, you are no longer the victim of your subconscious. You are the author, the sculptor, the master. You've awakened the power within. Now it's time to live it, every day, every breath, every decision. You are not becoming powerful. You already are. And now you know how to use it. Chapter 13. Your new identity. Walking as the person you were meant to be. You've done the work. Night after night, you've fed your subconscious with new truths, rewired old patterns, released emotional baggage, and reprogrammed the blueprint of your life. But transformation isn't complete until it becomes identity, until you no longer have to try to act different, think different, or feel different, because it has become who you are. This is the moment where everything changes. Because now, you no longer carry the weight of the old story. The version of you who was stuck, reactive, anxious, unsure, waiting for permission, that version has served its purpose, but it is no longer in charge. Now you rise each morning not asking, "Who do I need to become?" but declaring, "This is who I am." And who are you? You are someone who speaks to yourself with love. You are someone who sees obstacles not as blocks, but as building points. You are someone who chooses peace over chaos, purpose over pressure, growth over comfort. You are someone whose subconscious no longer sabotages, but supports. Because every single time you repeated those affirmations at night, every visualization that stirred emotion, every breath that grounded you, every moment you chose alignment over autopilot. You weren't just doing a practice. You were shaping a new identity, an identity rooted in truth, an identity that matches your highest self. But here's the secret that most people miss. True identity doesn't shout. It doesn't seek attention or external validation. It radiates silently. It shows up in the small choices. The way you respond when life gets hard, the habits you keep when no one's watching, the inner dialogue that shapes your decisions. You begin to live from a different center, a grounded center, a place of self-trust. You no longer need to prove yourself to the world, because your alignment proves it for you. This identity is not built on what you've accomplished, how much money you make, or how others see you. It is built on the inner knowing that you've taken responsibility for your mind. You've stopped letting fear write your story. You've stopped borrowing beliefs from others. You've stopped being a prisoner of your past. You are no longer hoping to become powerful. You have remembered that you already are. And now, your subconscious reflects that power, because you taught it to. This new identity doesn't erase who you were. It honors every version of you that helped you survive. But it also draws a sacred line and says, "Thank you, I love you, but I'm not staying there anymore." Because now you are choosing consciously. Now you are living as the creator of your inner world. And from that space, everything else changes. Your relationships evolve. Your energy deepens. Your intuition sharpens. You become magnetic, not by force, but by frequency. You attract people, experiences, and opportunities that match the identity you now carry. Not the one you pretended to be, but the one you were always meant to become. So walk with it, live it. Let this new identity guide your choices, shape your days, and whisper to you when doubt tries to return. We've already changed. This is who we are now. And when you forget, when life shakes you or old habits tempt you, just return to the work. Return to the silence. Return to the breath. Return to the night. Because the person you are becoming is not temporary. This is real. This is lasting. This is you. You are no longer trying to transform. You are living as the transformed. Chapter 14. The journey never ends, honoring the process and becoming limitless. Transformation is not a destination. It's not a final stop. It's not a finish line where everything is suddenly perfect and you never feel fear or doubt again. True transformation is a journey, an ever-unfolding path of becoming, and the deeper you walk it, the more you realize. There's always more to unlock, more to release, more to rise into. You've come a long way. You've traveled through the inner terrain of your mind and soul. You've looked at your wounds. You've questioned your patterns. You've challenged beliefs that once felt permanent. You've taught your subconscious a new language, one built on trust, strength, healing, and vision. But now, at this stage of the path, it's time to understand something deeper. There is no end, and that's a beautiful thing, because every level of your evolution brings new layers of truth, new insights, new power. What used to feel impossible now feels natural. What once triggered you no longer has power over you. What once made you shrink now calls you forward. But with that growth comes a responsibility to never settle, to never assume you've reached your peak, to keep going, not because you are incomplete, but because you are infinite. Your subconscious mind is a well with no bottom. It contains more potential, more creativity, more resilience, and more wisdom than you've even begun to touch. And now that you've learned how to work with it, how to listen, how to lead, how to love it, it will continue to evolve with you. This chapter of your transformation is only the beginning. There will still be nights when the old programming whispers back. There will still be challenges that test your growth. There will still be moments when you feel lost or tired or unsure. But now you know how to return. You know how to anchor back into alignment. You know how to reset your energy, shift your focus, and breathe yourself back into your power. And that ability to return to yourself again and again, that's mastery. That's freedom. That's what makes you limitless. Let this be your reminder. Your worth is not measured by how fast you evolve. Your power is not proven by how perfectly you stay aligned. Your greatness lies in your devotion to the path, your willingness to keep going, to stay curious, to grow through grace, to rise with intention, to sleep with peace, and to trust that every version of you is leading to something greater. So keep listening to your subconscious. Keep feeding it what empowers you. Keep waking up with purpose and falling asleep with vision. Keep remembering that even when you feel like nothing is happening, everything is happening inside you. The roots are growing deeper. The foundation is becoming unshakable. The future is unfolding from within. You are not a project to fix. You are a masterpiece in motion. Let your life reflect the sacred work you've done. Let your energy be the loudest testimony. Let your presence say, "I know who I am. I know what I've built. I trust where I'm going." Because when you master your subconscious, when you walk as your new identity, when you live as a conscious creator, there is no limit. There is no final form. There is only the next version of your greatness waiting to be revealed. So keep walking, keep evolving, keep dreaming, keep trusting. The journey never ends, and neither does your potential. You are infinite, and now you know how to access it. Chapter 15. Crown the work, trusting that you've already changed. There comes a moment in every deep transformation when you must pause, not to push forward, not to chase more, but to stand still and witness what you've become. You've walked through darkness. You've spoken to your inner wounds. You've rewritten thoughts that once haunted you. You've reached into the invisible and rebuilt yourself piece by piece, night by night. And now you must crown the work. Crowning the work means recognizing the truth. You are no longer who you once were. Not in the way you think, not in the way you feel, and certainly not in the way you carry yourself. There is a new rhythm in your breath, a new depth in your awareness, a new calmness in your presence. But in a world that glorifies doing and striving, it's easy to miss the miracle of being, to overlook the subtle but profound shifts that prove everything has changed. That's why this chapter is not about learning anything new. It's about owning what already lives inside you. You have done what few are willing to do. You've stopped outsourcing your power. You've turned inward. You've listened to the voice beneath the noise. You've practiced in silence. You've planted seeds that no one saw. You've watered them with intention. You've stayed faithful through doubt. And now, those seeds are blooming. Can you feel it? The clarity that wasn't there before, the sense of direction where confusion used to live, the ability to pause before reacting, the voice that tells you, "You are enough. You've always been enough. This is the work. This is the change. And now it's time to trust it." You don't need more rituals, more affirmations, more routines to prove you're growing. You just need to believe in what your subconscious already knows. Because the subconscious doesn't need to be convinced. It has already been reprogrammed by your consistency, your energy, your devotion. Now, you live differently. Not because you try to, but because you can't help it. Your system has been upgraded. The old version of you can no longer survive in the new frequency you now hold. So crown the work. Walk boldly, speak truthfully, love fully, rest deeply, receive openly, and lead quietly, not with force, but with presence. Because the way you show up now is the result of every silent moment you chose growth when it was easier to stay the same. You may not see the full impact yet, but trust me, it's unfolding. In the conversations that go differently, in the opportunities that feel more aligned, in the peace that no longer disappears when life gets hard, in the confidence that now feels rooted, not rehearsed. You are the evidence of your own transformation, and the way you live from here on out is your subconscious becoming visible. So stop waiting for confirmation. Stop wondering if you've done enough. Stop thinking you're behind. You are already there. This version of you, the one who finishes this chapter, is the version that knows, "I've changed, I've healed, I've risen, and now I simply continue." not as someone trying to become, but as someone who already is. Let this be your coronation, the end of seeking, the beginning of embodiment. You are no longer the student of transformation. You are the embodiment of it, and that is the most powerful identity of all. Chapter 15. Crown the work, trusting that you've already changed. Every great transformation leads to this moment, the quiet arrival, the sacred pause, the realization that you are no longer who you used to be. Not because of some grand announcement, not because the world suddenly changed around you, but because something within you shifted permanently. And now, you must recognize it. You must crown the work. What does it mean to crown the work? It means you stop second-guessing your progress. You stop waiting for someone else to validate your growth. You stop looking for proof that you're becoming someone better, because the proof is already alive inside you. The truth is, transformation doesn't always come with fireworks. It comes with softness, stillness, a new level of inner peace that used to feel unreachable. You may not remember the exact night your inner story changed. You may not recall the precise moment your subconscious started choosing different responses. But it happened. Somewhere along the way, through all the repetition, the quiet nights of intention, the emotional resets, the whispered affirmations, the silent surrender, you changed. Now, instead of fighting your mind, you listen to it. Instead of reacting to your emotions, you breathe through them. Instead of fearing your thoughts, you lead them. And instead of trying to become your higher self, you're starting to live as that self. This is not a theory anymore. This is embodiment. This is what it feels like to carry your transformation, not just in your thoughts, but in your nervous system, your breath, your posture, your choices, and your energy. But here's what's important to understand. The ego will still try to pull you back. It will whisper, "You're not there yet. You need more. You're still not enough." It will try to convince you that progress only counts when it's visible, measurable, or impressive to others. That's when you must pause and remember the truth. Growth is not always loud. Healing is not always visible. Transformation is not always dramatic. Sometimes it's the calm after the storm, the way you stay grounded when life tests you, the new silence in your inner world where chaos used to live, the ability to choose presence over panic, love over fear, peace over pressure. These are not small signs. These are sacred confirmations that your subconscious has been reprogrammed, not just temporarily, but fundamentally. Crowning the work means choosing to believe in your shift even when the world hasn't caught up yet. It means walking as the new version of you, even if your external life is still rearranging. Because energy changes before matter, inner change always precedes outer results. You've done the invisible labor. You've rewritten the codes. You've upgraded the internal software. And now, you must let it reflect in how you live, love, speak, rest, and move. Not because you're trying to prove anything, but because this is who you are now. Crown the work by trusting your evolution. Crown the work by letting go of old identities for good. Crown the work by holding your head high, not out of arrogance, but out of deep inner knowing. I've earned this. I've rebuilt myself. I've risen from within. Let every step forward be a celebration of the quiet nights you chose yourself. Let every breath you take be a reminder that you now live in alignment with the subconscious you've reprogrammed. Let every small moment of self-trust be a crown placed gently on your head. You are not the person who started this journey. You are not lost. You are not broken. You are becoming, and now you are being, and that's the greatest work of all. You no longer practice transformation. You embody it. You no longer hope for change. You walk as the changed. You no longer chase power. You remember that it has always been yours, so wear the crown, own the identity, honor the path, and live this new life, not as a performance, but as a natural expression of who you now are. This is your coronation. The work is not ending. It's simply becoming who you are. Chapter 16. The Final Awakening. Your life is no longer an accident. There is a moment in the journey where you look back, not with regret, not with longing, but with a quiet understanding. You begin to see the patterns, the pain, the delays, and the confusion for what they were, lessons that were leading you home to yourself. What once felt like suffering now feels like redirection. What once felt like chaos now reveals itself as sacred design. And what once felt like an out-of-control life now begins to show its shape, its symmetry, its purpose. This is the final awakening, the moment you realize that your life is no longer unfolding by accident. It is unfolding by intention, by alignment, by design, by you. You are no longer drifting. You are no longer reactive. You are no longer trapped in the past or terrified of the future. You have taken back the pen. You have reclaimed authorship. And now, every thought, every choice, every breath is a conscious stroke on the canvas of your existence. This is not about perfection. This is about presence. This is about knowing that the power once scattered in a thousand directions, power given away to people, to fear, to doubt, to external noise, has been pulled back, gathered, grounded, reclaimed. You no longer need the world to change for you to be at peace. You no longer wait for the right time to become who you truly are. You understand now that you create the right time through your decision to live awake. Awake to your energy. Awake to your beliefs. Awake to your triggers and your patterns. Awake to your worth and your voice and your calling. Awake to the truth that your subconscious, once running your life by default, has now become your ally, your guide, your greatest support system. This awakening is not the end. It is the beginning of your most powerful chapter yet. Because when your life is no longer accidental, you stop settling. You stop shrinking. You stop apologizing for who you are. You start making moves that align with your spirit, not just your survival. You start surrounding yourself with people who mirror your evolution, not your old wounds. You start trusting your instincts, walking with clarity, speaking with purpose, resting without guilt, and rising with intention. You live in harmony with your subconscious, no longer as a stranger, but as a partner. You no longer chase your dreams in desperation. You become the version of you who attracts them. This is what it means to be awakened, not just spiritually, but energetically, mentally, emotionally, and consciously. And when you are truly awake, you begin to understand that every moment is a choice to create or repeat. And you are choosing to create. This final awakening is not a climax, it's a shift. A shift in how you see yourself, a shift in how you walk through the world, a shift in what you allow, what you expect, and what you believe is possible. Because now, your subconscious isn't keeping you stuck in old patterns, it's lifting you into your highest potential. So breathe into that, own that. Let that truth settle into your bones. You are no longer asleep. You are no longer programmed by pain. You are no longer reacting to life. You are directing it. The night taught you. The affirmations trained you. The silence refined you. The repetition rebuilt you. The alignment crowned you. And now, the awakening empowers you. You are not just better. You are not just healed. You are no longer lost. You are here, present, aware, ready, and powerful. Your life is no longer an accident. It is now your masterpiece in progress, and the masterpiece is you. You've walked through the hidden corridors of the subconscious. You've sat in silence with your shadows. You've reprogrammed the thoughts that once ruled you. You've learned to speak to yourself with power, to sleep with intention, to rise with purpose. And now, standing here at the edge of everything you've unlearned and everything you've become, you no longer seek transformation, because you are the transformation. This journey has shown you the truth most people never discover, that your mind is not your enemy, that your past is not your prison, that your life is not something you must chase or beg for. It is something you create from within, in silence, in trust, in repetition, in presence. You've learned that healing is not a moment, it's a rhythm. That growth is not about force, it's about allowing. That mastery is not about control, it's about alignment. You've stopped treating your life like an accident. You've stopped waiting for the world to give you permission. You've stopped handing your power to fear, to shame, to stories that no longer belong to you. Because now, you know how to return to yourself. You know how to speak to your inner world. You know how to rewire what no longer serves you. You know how to choose peace even when the world offers chaos. You have crowned the work. You have awakened your identity. You have become the conscious creator of your life. And most of all, you've remembered what was always true. You are the miracle you were waiting for. Not someday, not when you're perfect, not when everything aligns. Now, so live like it. Walk like it, speak like it, lead like it. And never again forget. The most powerful force in your life lives inside of you. It always has. And now, you know how to use it. This is not the end. This is your new beginning.